Good morning. Here's wishing you thoughts of happiness and well-being. This summer has been filled with events such as the Olympic Games in London, the primary election of the local politicians, the national and worldwide economic malaise, the Islamic conflicts and tragedies in several countries, and others. My attention, however, has been riveted on Kiku TV drama, Taira no Kiyomori, which has to do with an important part of Japanese history. Kiyomori, an illegitimate son of a retired emperor, regarded as a monster, the emperor was regarded as a monster, is adopted by the head of the Taira clan, and eventually he rises to the leadership of the clan. As you may know, the Taira samurai shared imperial bodyguard duties with the Genjis, that is the Minamoto samurais. But through manipulation and evil actions, Kiyomori raised the power of the Tairas over the Genjis and overthrowing the imperial leadership, he was able to take over the government. Kiyomori's government was despotic and not well liked by the people of Kyoto. He was very proud and haughty, and he broke the sacred imperial laws, violating both the persons and offices of the emperor. Meanwhile, skirmishes and battles were brewing between the samurai clans, leading to open warfare in 1180 Common Era, followed by 5 years of fighting, resulting in the retreat and final destruction of the Taira clan in the famous Battle of Dannon-ura at the western tip of the main island of Honshu. This history is significant for Shin Buddhists because Shinran was born in the year 1173. During the time, Kyoto was already undergoing chaotic political and military clashes. Shinran's father belonged to the Fujiwara family, which opposed the Tairas, resulting in the dissolution of his family. Shinran and his father and brothers were required to take tonsure and retire in a monastery, while their mother probably was allowed to return to her family. Thus, Shinran lived in a time of a country in turmoil and with personal danger and insecurity. And it must have affected his thinking and behavior. The monastic life atop Mount Hiei gave him some security, but it probably was not an ideal religious environment. In Shinran's time, the religious institutions were only for the nobility, the rich, and the powerful. and the common people were neglected. Shinran felt that religion should be for all people, and faith alone was his answer, rather than the elaborate rituals and prayers. In his Shoshinge, the hymn of true and trusting, Shinran wrote, quote, "All foolish beings, whether good or evil, when they hear and entrust in Amida's universal vow, are praised by the Buddha as people of vast and excellent understanding. Such a person is called Pundarike, a pure white lotus," unquote. In other words, regardless of how we see ourselves, whether as pure or tainted, when we listen to and entrust in Amida's compassionate vow, we are accepted as candidates for birth in the Pure Land, or in other words, receive enlightenment. Another way of saying it is, we are recipients of Amida's grace. This word grace is not heard too often in Buddhism, but is of course standard in usage in America's religions. The song Amazing Grace, regarded by some as America's most beloved song, was written by an English priest who earlier in life was a captain of a slave ship, John Newton, in 1777, wrote the words with some guilt feelings for the sufferings he caused to the helpless African slaves. The words of the song, often played at the funerals, goes, quote, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see," unquote. According to a book written by Professor Alfred Bloom, instead of amazing grace, there is pure grace in Shin Buddhism. In his book, Shinran's Gospel of Pure Grace, he explains that there is no limit to Amida's compassion. In the first chapter of the Tannisho, there is the following passage, quote, "Amida's primal vow does not discriminate between the young and old, good and evil. True and trusting alone is essential," unquote. This statement tells us all is welcome for admission to the Pure Land, whether one's past is tainted, whether life has been unhappy or happy, whether one has been touched by the three poisons of anger, greed, or ignorance, all is accepted. No one is left behind who has true faith in Amida's vow and recites the Nembutsu with sincere gratitude. The first chapter in the Tannisho continues, quote, "Thus, in entrusting ourselves to the primal vow, no other form of good is necessary, for there is no good that surpasses the Nembutsu, and evil need not be feared, for there is no evil which can obstruct the working of Amida's primal vow, unquote. Shin Buddhism's pure grace may be defined by the term unconditional love and respect, which truly describes the religion of Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening. Nammandabutsu.